one-minute introduction, and at the end, they'll each have been given an opportunity for a two-minute closing. We have, I think, 8 to 10 questions that have been prepared by the council members to ask the each one of the candidates. They'll all answer each question, and they're randomly sitting here tonight. We have, starting from my left, Judy Lutt. In the middle is Brian Tagana, and on my right over here is Sean Connell. They were randomly put in that position by me when they came in tonight, and we're going to start. The first question will go to Sean, and we'll go from right to left for the rest of the questions. Questions, you'll have 2 minutes to answer each of the questions we got. Council Member Detterman has the... He has his little time. He has his little time sheets. We spare no money on the fancy equipment here. So if we're all set, if anybody's got any questions, that's good. We don't need to have any questions. We will start with our introductions. And Sean Connell, you will be first.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. My name is Sean Connell. I was born and raised in Clinton. I'm husband and father of three amazing children. One actually decided to join us about 48 hours ago, so excuse me if I've got a little, scattered notes, but I'm a graduate of Prince Peace School here in Clinton. I graduated in 2003. From there, I went to St. Ambrose before coming back to the Clinton Community College. From there, I decided to join my family business, which was started by my grandfather and his partner back in 1956. I'm currently the vice president and third generation owner, have been since 2011. My wife and I believe in this city, and to that fact, we've actually also invested in local real estate because we feel that this is a great city to have investments in. I want to help make the city a place where young adults want to raise their families, such as mine. So thank you.
Brian Tagana.
I'm Brian Tagana. I brought a book with me tonight from my undergraduate days at the University of Chicago. Bernie Sanders and I were classmates there. Bernie and I have a number of shared beliefs. We're passionately concerned about the common man, and we both have grave concerns about the devastation of the working class. Closer to home here in Clinton, I'm gravely concerned about the economic condition, the direction, the decision process used, and the looming asteroids that are heading our way. I'm especially concerned that Clinton mirrors what has happened nationally, that our lives are being run and decisions sculpted to best serve the interests of a small group of power brokers. I have a unique bundle of education and experiences behind me that would ideally qualify me to be a part of helping turn things around here. The more I've thought about it, the more I strongly disagree with this appointment process. The title of this book is The People Shall Judge, and I have a core principle that I need to stand by. I believe the people shall judge and the people should judge in this situation. Yesterday, I received a letter about tonight's interview, and I feel it's a real flawed model. You have 1 minute to tell about yourself, and then a round of questions as if you're trying out to be a Jeopardy contestant. If you're looking for thoughtful decision makers, this doesn't come close to teasing out those characteristics. This process doesn't scratch the surface of the education and experiences that uniquely qualify me for the position. The argument that an election shouldn't be held because it would... Oh, now, come on. Give me a break.
No. He actually gave you longer than he was supposed to.
Well, yeah, but okay. That's fine.
Judy Lutt.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. My name is Judy Ann Gustafson Lutt. My husband, Dick, and I have been married for 48 years. We are the proud parents of three children, proud grandparents of 8 grandchildren, and 2 exchange student granddaughters, Alethea from Spain, Celia from Italy. What an experience getting to know these girls and share traditions and such. We are blessed to have our children and grandchildren living and working and schooling close by. I am a 68-year-old resident of Clinton, Iowa, born, raised, and educated right here in the River City. I have seen many changes over the years, some good, some not so good. I am a lifelong member of Zion Lutheran Church. I am retired from International Paper and retired from the Clinton Community School District in the Food Service Department. I am thoroughly enjoying my retirement, but as the old saying goes, I have more time than money. I would like to use my time and talents to help Clinton and its residents to grow and prosper. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we have a series of questions for you. Judy, you're going to receive the first question, and then Sean, you'll get a chance to answer the same question, and then you'll start with the first question. I guess Brian has left us, so we'll go back and forth. You'll have 2 minutes to answer the question. The first question was posed by Lynn McGraw. What do you perceive to be the most important issues facing the city of Clinton? Judy?
All right, thank you. The most important issues facing Clinton, I believe, are the economic development. We have terrific people that are purely competent in getting all the ducks in a row, so to speak. We have financial people that keep those ducks in a row. I believe what we need is someone to represent the people, the residents of Clinton, Iowa. I think that is very important. Without residents, you don't have a community. So I think we need to listen to what they have to say, what they have to offer, somewhat like what Cody and Ed O'Neill did tonight, explain things. You know, what you're doing up there, it's like, what did he just say? So, man, I was clapping back there when you guys spoke up and said, this is what we're talking about. I think that's what we need. Keep everybody informed and everybody on top of what's happening to our industries and the people that the industries are going to be bringing in. It's not just the industry. They're bringing in people, families that need to be taken care of, I believe. Thank you.
Sean, same question. What do you perceive to be the most important issues facing the city of Clinton?
I would say there's multiple issues, and I think you can look at them in a few different aspects. There are issues, but obviously I think there are opportunities for improvement. We have a few things looming, you know, with our garbage rates and what we're going to do about that, the debt that we have. But I think our tax base, one of the biggest issues there is we need to grow it. We can't be, you know, we see things that this community is losing this business. Well, you know, there's been a lot of that hubbub kind of going around, but there's been a lot of work to grow, you know, say the Hobby Lobby building. There's numerous businesses that are going to be going in there, and we really need to focus on the positives of that. You know, growing that tax base is huge for a community our size. We need to engage our citizens and our community because that's what makes us up. You know, having 6 to 7 people sitting up at a meeting, you know, with maybe 5 people in the audience doesn't do us a whole lot of justice if we can't get the feedback. And I think, you know, getting the citizens engaged is key to that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, our next question is also from Councilmember McGraw. And we'll start with Sean first. What experience or knowledge do you bring to the council?
Experience? Well, I'm relatively young. I think you can see that. But don't mind the gray hairs. My kids give me those. I feel like I have a lot of life experience. My business background has provided me with a wealth of knowledge. You know, working for some of the people now that I manage is a huge life experience for me. You get to work with different generations, and you can actually see how the differences in the generations were raised, but knowing how to adapt to that is key. And I feel like our city, our population is made up of that. You know, it's merged very well. So I think that's really a great benefit that I can bring to the table is being able to work with multiple generations. So,
okay, thank you. Judy, same question.
All right. I feel what I can bring to this table is many years of knowledge in different areas. My husband and I used to own a business, the Rollerama, a roller rink, and Dick's 19th Hole. And just dealing with the public, and my forte was the children in the roller rink. That is what I love the best, and that's what was the most fun. But dealing with distributors, doing the budgeting, doing the paperwork, I did all the paperwork except for the year ends. I did all my book work myself, learned how to do all that, the ordering, everything. I have raised three children. That is why my husband and I, why we gave up the business, because the couple we went into business with left us. So it was basically my husband had his full-time job. I was running two businesses and a home and said, enough's enough. My family's got to come first, so the businesses went. And I have loved, totally enjoyed being a stay-at-home mother. And then I went to work at International Paper. That was a whole other world, let me tell you. Learned an awful lot there. And then at Bluff Elementary, I was working there with children again and adults in the food service department. I have taught Sunday school. I have been through the ranks there. I just have done an awful lot out in the world. And I'll tell you one little thing my granddaughter has always said. Grandma, when you learn something new, you get a new wrinkle. This is how much I know. And I can pass on. And I would be honored to be a part of this group.
Thank you. And the next two questions were posed by Cody Seeley. And Judy, you get to answer first. The city of Clinton, like other communities its size from throughout the state and country, is faced with issues pertaining to employment and job opportunities, declining population trends, and a decreasing tax base. The cost of operating the city, including employee salaries and benefits, along with infrastructure maintenance and replacements, is not declining, and in many instances, cost of operations are increasing. How do we address these issues?
They are major issues, no doubt. All right, our unemployment. Now, I had said we are bringing in, and we have competent people to do this, bring in the industry, the businesses, the buying, the selling, all this stuff. Okay, you bring in somebody that's going to buy out at the railroad park, for instance. They have their families. Are they going to be working? Is the wife going to be working? The husband's going to be working out there, obviously. Do they have children that are going to be working? Do they have children that have needs? Do they have children that want to do things in their city and not have to travel to Davenport to get entertainment and things like that? They need restaurants, entertainment, things for everybody to spend their money on here and live here. How many of our residents work here, do not live here? I haven't checked into that, but I'm sure it's bigger than we want it to be. But we want to try and keep our costs with the city down if we can. And that we can do. We run every department more proficiently. You know, are we wasting time with some of these places? And that's just, you know, a personal opinion. You know, can we work better, smarter, easier, cheaper? You know, what can we do? We have to brainstorm. A lot of brainstorming, I feel, is the common thread with just about anything. Brainstorming. Let's, your opinion, your opinion, your opinion. Let's put them all together and let's do some compromising. Can we save money here? And we'll spend money here. A little Rob Peter to pay Paul. But we have to communicate positively. Period. Communicate positively.
Thank you. Sean, would you like me to repeat that long question?
Yes, please.
Okay. The city of Clinton, like other communities its size from throughout the state and country, is faced with issues pertaining to employment and job opportunities, declining population trends, and a decreasing tax base. The cost of operating the city, including employee salaries and benefits, along with infrastructure maintenance and replacements, is not declining, and in many instances, cost of operations are increasing. How do we address these issues?
Well, first of all, some of the operational issues, you know, I don't think I could speak 100% knowledgeably on that until I met with each department head in the city you know, Jessica and whoever it may be, understanding each department's, I guess, issues and how we address those. But as far as three of the things that I think maybe hit the most would be revenue opportunities, finding a way for each one of our maybe city services, how can we generate more revenue from our city and the services that we provide. We need to know that Clinton's open for business. You know, we do have a great rail and air park out there, but we need to take care of the existing businesses. You know, they're going to want to, they've been here for years and years, but they want to grow. I mean, they want to add employees. They don't want to sit there and maintain, because when you're maintaining, you're getting passed up by your competition. So, you know, I look at it as a kind of a twofold with the existing businesses and, you know, making sure that the other businesses that are looking from the outside going, you know, we want to locate there. You know, Clinton has had a lot of, I guess, interest in develop with some developers lately, and I think we've done a good job letting them know that we're willing to work with them, but we really need to put our foot forward on that a little bit more and just let them know that we're here for them. The other side to that, a third part to that would be the engagement in the community. We have a lot of young minds, you know, a lot of seasoned minds, but they're not maybe being their voices being heard, and I think we really need to tap into those, maybe have some focus groups and just kind of get out there. You know, I heard one at the back of the room tonight, just get their minds together and have these opportunities for discussion to really find out how we can move forward.
Okay, thank you. Our next question, we'll start with you, Sean, is, in your opinion, what are some of the top or best attributes that the city of Clinton has to offer, and how can we as a community capitalize or promote these attributes?
Number one, the river. We're located in a fantastic spot. We've got a great riverfront. We've got a great marina, a great restaurant right on the riverfront. Fantastic park system. You know, Eagle Point Park, where can you go somewhere and have a park like that? Just beautiful. I think we need to maybe put a little bit of focus on our marketing those parks to, you know, outside groups and outside areas, you know, to have them come here to Clinton. You know, the widest part of the Mississippi. And, you know, where can you go to do that? Nowhere. It's here. You know, it's right here. So just marketing some of those ideas a little bit more. Our park system is great here. A few weeks ago, I think there was a motion or something brought up where the Parks Department was looking to go get a grant for some, you know, like a water feature down, possibly down at Riverfront. And that's great. You know, that's great for kids like my kids, you know, that could, you know, go down to the Riverfront and mom and dad can be, you know, out there playing in the water features with them. I think those are the things that are going to grow our community and help keep our families here.
Okay, thank you. Judy?
All right. Our attributes in Clinton, Iowa. I think number one is the Mississippi River. And we have in the works, my understanding, a North River Drive that I'm totally blown away with. We need to capitalize on that and get that rolling. It's been in the works for too many years. But the river, we need, our chamber has said, we have things to do with the river view. We need to capitalize on that. We have the beautiful restaurant down there. We have our swimming pool, Eagle Point Park. Now, they just closed Niobe Zoo. Who remembers the little monkeys up at Eagle Point Park? Could we possibly tap into something like that? Someone had said to me, how about a little train to go around Eagle Point Park? No, who knows? Brainstorming again. Let's use this beautiful, beautiful park we have. And the downtown, could we have some type of a theme? A theme for our downtown. We don't want to be a LeClaire. We don't want to be a DeWitt. We don't want to be wherever. What could we possibly do to our downtown? We had a wonderful, prosperous downtown many, many years ago. Let's do that again. Let's capitalize on that. It's there for the making. Thank you.
Thank you. The next two questions were posed by Ed O'Neill. And Judy, you get the first one here. Are you a major or minor owner of any business or organization that does business with or receives funds from the City of Clinton, or a member of the Board of Directors of the CRDC or the Clinton Chamber of Commerce?
No, I am not.
Okay. Sean.
Yes.
Do you want, I'll repeat that whole question again.
Yes, I am. I understand the question.
But. I'll read it all again.
Okay.
Are you a major or minor owner of any business or organization that does business with or receives funds from the City of Clinton, or a member of the Board of Directors of the CRDC or Clinton Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, to each one of those. As I stated in my intro, am an owner in my family business, which is Air Control. I've been in business since 1956. I am a member of the Chamber of Commerce. My business is a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and I think any business that's actually a member, any of their employees are actually members by default. So I don't know if anybody knew that. But then the CRDC, our CEO is actually a part of that group as well. So,
okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sean, you get the next question first. Are you aware that a position on the Clinton City Council will take up to 15 to 25 hours per week of your schedule? And are you able to give up that time for the next 2 years?
Yes, I am. And, in fact, I think from what I was told, those numbers may be a little light. But so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you came up with that just kind of. Okay. Now, remember, I had to pass this through my wife first, and when you know, she was behind me, I said, okay, then we're doing it. So, no, I am very aware, and like I said, I spoke to many people, and some said that it was much more than the 20 hours, so yes.
Okay. Judy?
Yes, I am fully aware this takes at least that amount of time and more, and I am willing to go the extra mile to do what has to be done to make Clinton great again. I am retired. I got more time than money. So I'm at your disposal.
We don't want to talk about how many hours the mayor's position takes. Okay, the next two questions were posed by Tom Detterman, and Judy, you get the first answer first. Can you say no to raising taxes?
Can I say no to raising taxes? Yes, I can say no to raising taxes. That doesn't... I'm sorry. I do not want our taxes raised. If they have to be raised, you do what you have to do, but I'm certainly not going to say that I want it done. I don't know. Maybe I missed something there. I can say no, don't raise our taxes unless you absolutely have to, and then I'll do what I have to do.
Okay, Sean, can you say no to raising taxes?
Simple answer: yes, I can say no. I understand that the flip sides of that. There's also offsets that need to be made, and I think when with presented with the right information to make the educated decision, you know, come the time being, you have to weigh all that out. But yes, absolutely, I can say no to that.
Okay. The next question, and Sean, you get the answer first. Can you compromise on the SRO issue?
Sure. There's a lot of compromise to be made there, as I heard tonight. I think there's a great opportunity for us to go back to the school district. But again, it's a very, very important program, and we really need to weigh that heavily, not only for the current situation in the school district, but for the future of the kids.
Okay. Judy?
Yes. By all means, we can compromise. We can do whatever we need to do to keep these officers in the school. I have seen firsthand working at Bluff Elementary, when these officers walk in, the reaction of these children. They don't get that reaction at home. They need all they can get. They're so excited. They're coming to see me. He's going to sit down and have lunch with me. It is just, it's absolutely priceless what they can do. And whatever we have to do to carve out some type of agreement, I thoroughly agree. We need to talk to the school board before we make any decisions, before we pass anything. Not we, you guys, I'm sorry. before you pass anything, you say, okay, this is what we're thinking. So, you know, coming together and having a meeting, I think that is fantastic. But we need to come to an agreement. I honestly, truly believe, having seen it firsthand.
Thank you. And Judy, you get the next question. The next two were posed by Julie Allacy. First question is, have you put together a budget for a business or a corporation?
Yes, I have put together budgets. Personally, our home budget is the most difficult to do. But we did, as I said, we had two businesses. I set up all the prospectus. I did all of that to get those businesses running. And I did all the bookkeeping except for the year end. I did it all myself, checks, balances, debits, credits, the whole nine yards, paying all the bills. I think just those two businesses and the home, it's next to impossible to do a home budget. But if everybody else did it like you do it at home, it works pretty easy. You know, you have X amount of dollars to spend. You can't spend all. Not too complicated there, I don't think. You just have to compromise, figure out a way to make things work.
Thank you. Sean, have you put together a budget for a business or a corporation?
Yes, but not 100% solely. I have, in our business, we have basically an office manager who basically takes care of our finance side of it, of the corporation. I have two other partners and a board of directors we sit through and we go through budget talks. In fact, we're currently going through them. The last couple weeks we have been going through them. So it's a very painstaking process. I understand that. But number one, you know, as Judy said as well, the budget starts at home. If you can't run your own home's finances, you have no business running a business finances or a city's finances. So that's my take on it.
Okay. Next question, Sean, you get to answer this first. Have you regularly attended council meetings?
No, I have not.
Nice, simple, and short. Judy, have you regularly attended council meetings?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have been to a few. Over the years, I've been to several, but not on a regular basis. And I regret not doing that. It's very interesting, very, very interesting. You learn a lot. Every time I'm here, it's a learning experience. But it's just getting to do it, I guess. You know, something comes up with the kids or something comes up with the grandkids, and it's like, oh, you know, I'll read the notes. I'll read the minutes. You know, I got to go to this ball game, or I have to do this, or I just don't feel like getting cleaned up tonight. You know, so I have, over the years, have made excuses, but I promise I will not make excuses if I'm put on the council. I will be here.
Okay. And we got one last question, and this one is posed by me. My question, Judy, you get the answer first. If a special election is petitioned by the Clinton citizens, will you seek election to this vacant seat on the city council?
Alrighty. I will say I am against a special election. I do not believe we need to do that. We need to trust our mayor to make the appointment. But yes, I will be running if the special election is needed.
Okay.
I will be running. Okay. Wholeheartedly, I will be running.
Okay. Thank you. Sean, before you answer, I need to clarify so the public at home doesn't. The mayor does not get to make this appointment. It is going to be by a resolution of the council and a vote. The mayor, the only thing the mayor can do is actually sign the resolution that they actually approve. So I just want the people to know that I do not actually have a vote in this selection process. So, Sean, if a special election is petitioned by the Clinton citizens, will you seek election to this vacant council seat?
I will, with objection, yes. I don't feel that is, I guess, the best steward of our money at this point in time with the remaining time left on the council. So whether it be myself or Judy, whoever that candidate, or Brian, if he's still, you know, part of the mix, whoever that best candidate is, I feel like there should be an appointment made simply because of the time and finances.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I stand corrected. But we did elect all of you to your positions. So let's trust all of you in making the appointment.
Okay. Okay. That concludes the questions that the council and I have actually submitted tonight. So we're going to move to your closing remarks. You each will have 2 minutes to make your remarks. And since we started with Sean, we will start the closing with Judy.
All right. First, I would be remiss if I did not state that I am against the notion of a special election to fill the vacant council seat. Basically, spending money that is not readily available? No. We elected Mr. Volich for our mayor and our esteemed council people to make this decision for us. They need to make an educated appointment, I believe. That being said, good evening. Do you believe in deja vu? If this seat goes to election, I will be running because I believe in me. In an email to Mayor Volich, I stated that I would like to fill the vacant council seat, but in a slightly different manner. What I have that I feel is lacking at the council table is common sense, positivity, exuberance, persistence, my Jethro Gibbs gut feelings, and compromising. Dick and I have been married for 48 short years, so I know the art of compromising. I would like to go the extra mile to represent the residents on a personal note. A prime example of this, the SRO debate. This program is priceless in the manner of which these officers interact with the children. It just takes a few conversations and observations on our part to realize this. I've heard the city council can be a bit intimidating. I believe I could help soften the edges, so to speak. Taxpayers need to know the members of the council are approachable to their concerns, not simply tell them you don't understand. Been there, heard that too many times. A friend of mine once said about me, see, an old dog can learn new tricks. I took that as a compliment. We must have collective positivity in order to make positive changes in our community. Thank you.
I can't see that if you put up the stop sign.
Oh, okay.
Sean, we'd like to hear your closing comments, please.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to sit before you. I guess in closing, our city needs emerging leaders. The voice of young families like mine need to be heard, and that's what I represent. My experience in the private sector, as well as with numerous local organizations, will be an asset to this council. Our city has numerous amenities and resources that we need to capitalize on. I would like you to know that I'm passionate about Clinton. I grew up here, started a family here, and I'm growing my business here. With the right attitude and leadership vision, I hope to grow this community. I am passionate about community leadership and would like to take a position where I can represent citizens and hopefully vote objectively with the right information for the citizens of Clinton. Regardless of tonight's outcome, I would encourage the council to take the time to thoroughly decide on this appointment so they can get back to city business and plan for the future. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Judy Lett, and thank you, Sean Connell.
Thank you.
That concludes our interview process. And now if actually you'd like to go back and sit and relax in the